In the first reading today, St. Paul says that we are fools for Christ. You have to ask yourself, are you willing to be that? Most of us don't like that idea too well. Most of us don't have the humility to tolerate such an idea. But we have to ask ourselves, why would St. Paul even be saying this? And how does this relate to us today? Well, first of all, we have to look at simply the cross. Look at what our Lord did for us. And we ask ourselves, why would I believe that someone who died on a cross is God? Why would I believe that someone who would appear to be so weak that he couldn't fight against these people at all would actually have the ability to save my soul? You see, everything that we believe looks almost the opposite of what, on the worldly level, one might think. And so if we look on the worldly level, we would assume that, of course, God is going to choose the people who are the best and the brightest and so on, and we know that that's not the case. St. Paul says he chooses the weakest, the least, the ones who are nothing. But when St. Paul speaks about himself, we have to recognize that if people were going to believe, they had to believe not in something that was extraordinary, not in something that was so blatantly obvious. They had to make an act of faith. Not in St. Paul, because if St. Paul came in preaching with wisdom and eloquence, as he tells us that he didn't do, the super apostles did that, but he did not, they could say, oh, this guy is so amazing. We're just going to believe what he says because listen to him. He's just astounding. Now, St. Paul said, no, we're fools for Christ. If you're going to believe, it has to be in the merits of the Lord Jesus. And if you're going to believe in the Lord Jesus, it has to be in who he truly is, beyond what we could see. The people of his day couldn't see that he was God. He didn't glow in the dark. He didn't float. He didn't do all kinds of extraordinary things. Sure, he worked a bunch of miracles, but you know what? So did the prophets before him, and so did the saints after him. Nobody is saying that the prophets or the saints are the Messiah. No one suggests that the prophets or the saints are God. But we have to be able to make an act of faith in something that is not obvious. And so St. Paul, as he was preaching, made very clear. In fact, remember, he told the Corinthians this. He had just come from Athens, where he gave that beautiful speech in the Areopagus. Never once mentioned the name of our Lord. Never once mentioned the cross of our Lord. And it was a flop. He was eloquent. He spoke beautifully. And it was a disaster. And he said, from that point forward, I determined that I would not speak of anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified, because people had to make an act of faith in the crucified Lord, recognizing that he made himself weak, recognizing that he made himself nothing, recognizing that he put himself below everyone else. He who is God has that much humility. He who is God allows himself to be treated in a way that makes himself look like an absolute fool. That's why St. Paul is more than happy to be a fool for him. Because from a worldly perspective, he became a fool for St. Paul and for you and me. So now we put it that way, are we willing to be fools for Christ? These days, it's become pretty easy. All you have to do is stand up for the truth. And imagine that. Look at what they're trying to do. Did you see in New York? That unfortunate woman who's the governor in New York just passed a dictate. You can no longer use he or she in the state of New York. You cannot use proper pronouns. You can't say man and woman in New York. Everyone is they. Isn't that cute? They this and they that and they the other thing. It's against the First Amendment to the Constitution, but they don't care. They've got an agenda to push. And you are a fool if you want to hold the truth. If you want to say males are males and females are females and you can't be the opposite, you're an idiot. If you want to say that, no, this is a he and this is a she, you're a fool. See, it's become really easy to be a fool. All you have to do is stand up for the truth. Or are we going to wimp out and go along because we have to be woke? We have to fit in. We have to be like these unfortunate souls who have rejected the truth. No, Jesus is the truth. So that's how easy it has become to be a fool for Christ. Just stand up for the obvious truth. This shouldn't be too terribly difficult. And what a gift. So if we can see that we have this opportunity to be able to give witness to the Lord in such easy ways, just speak the truth. Stand up for the truth. Live the truth. That's all it takes. And you're going to be thought to be a fool. Praise God. Really, all you have to do is look around. Just step back a minute. Look at what's going on in the world. And as I've asked you before, if this is what's normal, do you really want to be normal? I don't. Not if that nonsense is what has become normal today. No, Jesus Christ is the norm. We are made in his image and likeness. He is perfectly normal. So I want to be like him. And if I'm going to be like him, that makes me a total fool in the eyes of the world. Praise the Lord, because that means I get to be treated like he was. That means I get to be treated like St. Paul was. That means I get to be treated like people who have lived their faith for the last 2,000 years have been treated. Are we willing to do that? If we're not even willing to stand up for something as obvious as males and females, do we really think we're going to be willing to stand up for a divine truth? For something that's a matter of doctrine? Do we really think we're going to live the moral law if we can't even stand up for what's obvious in natural law? So God's giving us an opportunity. Maybe if we can start out with even just making a little tiny bit of a fool of ourselves by standing up for what's right and true, then as we go along, maybe we'll be willing to make a bigger fool of ourselves. And how do you make a bigger fool of yourself? By professing your faith in Jesus Christ.